Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 26th. Aluta continuum. Happy Heroes Day. I don't know if we should say Happy Heroes Day and Happy Kasinga Day, or it's Sad Heroes Day. Yeah. Or Happy Commemoration. I don't know if we should say, I think we are also used to happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day, and happy New Year, and Merry Christmas. I think we're all happy, we're all used to happy holidays that, I got a lot of happy Heroes Day today, and I was like, hi, guys, I know I fought for this country, you know, I died for this country, Mos Mara. I don't know. It just doesn't sit very well with me. So, for those that have commemorated the 26th of August, we are together. I don't know. 21 gun salute. Yeah. Like that's appropriate, right? 21 gun salute to our heroes and heroines. Those that have fallen and those that are still living and those that are still going on. Aluta continua. And those that are there, but not there. Just like that. Alright, so today's the 26th of August, 2025. It is a Tuesday evening and the time is 4 minutes past the hour of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings, where we address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is everything and anything under the sun. It doesn't matter where it is, who it is, what it is. It just goes with the flow. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well. Where have you been? You only called me after payday. What's your problem?
No.
You got paid yesterday. And now you're just quiet. Enjoy your money. Now when it's finished, that's when you want to come and talk to me. You only want to come and talk to me after the pay is finished. What is this? My dear, are you in a relationship yet?
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship yet? I'm tired of you being single, man.
Me?
Yeah, I'm very tired now. Like, you didn't find another one.
Look for me, man.
But there's nothing wrong with you. Why can't you find? There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you. So what is your problem?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Then why are you not finding a girl?
Hmm?
Eh? Me, I'm like a concerned grandmother now. Ganda haru te gururura.
What
is this? So to haru kukwato
maspa? Kukwato
maspa. No, to piko mbere. Like, what is this now?
No, I'm
the years are many.
I'm not living to the expectation of the society.
I don't care. Me, I'm your grandmother. Me, I'm not society. Me, I'm your grandmother. I don't care. Me, my expectations of you. I don't care what you don't want the world to do. I don't care. So then what is the problem? Let's fix your problem, okay? Today we are talking about delusionships. You have heard, delusionships. There's more situationships, there's relationships, and there's delusionship. So we are talking about delusionships today.
What is it?
My dear, it's you having a whole relationship with someone inside your head.
Oh yeah.
It's a delusionship.
Yeah.
You see, it's a delusion plus a ship to make it a relationship that's a delusional ship.
It's like someone suffer in silence or what?
Oh, what do you mean by that? Someone suffer in silence of what?
No, it's like you are having you have imagination of someone. You are not taking a step forward.
Not really taking a step. It's more like you really think that you guys are in a relationship. Like, honestly, you think that you are in a relationship, but you're actually not in a relationship with this person. And I feel like many Namibians are in relationships with people that are not in relationships with them. You are in your relationship alone. You are in your relationship alone, and then you are so delusional that you can't even really pick it up. Like, he said he loves me. He only sees me at 2 o'clock at night because he has to work. Yesterday I posted something where this married guy, he took off his ring. But now if you are wearing your wedding ring for a long time, it leaves like a mark. So now I said, Kucha, I'm currently living with my ex-wife because we are divorced and we are waiting for the lawyers to separate the assets so we cannot move. Those are the lies that you people are telling the chicks out there. No, they are really separated. Karane for my Delulu friend. Eh? My Delulu friend. No, they are really separated matriarch. He loves me. I'm like, that man will not leave his wife.
Yeah, we part ways.
How? How, guys?
Yeah, it's the only way to get this.
Oh, matanghepe komiti madu no nao ya kweni, man.
Why?
And you are wasting people's youth. You are getting somebody that's 23 and you spend 7 years with her.
Mm.
7 years as a mistress with no future prospects. And then, you decide that, you know what, you're tired of this cheating game, or you get a younger one and you leave her and she wasted almost a decade with you while she could have been going, she could have been married with kids. She could have went on with her life, but she was just stuck with somebody that's already occupied. Now, how selfish is that, you guys? Why are you guys doing that?
That's how life operates.
Is that how life operates? Is that how you assume life to be? Is that how you view life as well?
But it depends.
Is that your own personal opinion as well?
Yeah, it's my personal opinion. Yeah.
So you think that is correct?
It's incorrect.
Why is it incorrect, Ambera man?
We just find ourselves in that situation.
Why?
Maybe it's a spirit or a phenomenon.
It's not a spirit, man. It's a you people. The spirits are sleeping. The spirits are sleeping and they are being spoken about at 10 o'clock at night. They're like, hey, us, we don't even know this guy, bruh. Like, why is he talking about us? Yeah?
I'm still trying to get the context of
We're talking about people that are delusional. So when we say delusional, we mean like they are making, false belief. They are making up a reality within their heads about something that is not realistic, or it's not the reality. It's not the situation on the ground. So that happens, right? Either when somebody manipulates you into believing that this is the reality, but it's like your words say one thing, but your actions say another thing. Right?
Yeah, because you are so gullible.
We are gullible? Why do you think women are gullible?
Yeah, they fall the trap.
Do they really fall for the trap?
Oh yeah, or they just follow the trend.
Oh, it's either follow the trap or follow the trend.
Yes.
I strongly believe that most women, they develop love. Yeah, they develop love over a span of time. But from the beginning, most of us go into
especially their prime time.
That's now a problem. I think that most of us go into relationships believing and understanding exactly what is happening. And then along the way, because of the way the person is treating you, then you start creating your own life. So the person tells you straight, Kucha, I'm married. I'm not leaving my wife and I might even have another baby with my wife. My wife is amazing. Eh? But my wife just hates coitus. So it's true.
Yeah.
Because as we are, as the wives, we are at that stage. I don't know what happens. Oh shit, yeah. I don't know what happens.
But maybe you are tired.
Okay. Like, every day you have a new disease. Every day you have a new disease. What a good time, I'm stressed. What a good time, the work. I'm having a headache or shitty. And then now Habibi goes and finds Mosnawa another alternative. And in this other alternative that he finds, he's honest. Mm. He's honest and he tells you exactly what's going down. Which, me, I'll enjoy your company. You are a nice girl. I'll enjoy your company. But don't get ideas, Kucha. I'm going to leave my wife. Now, the problem is, The way Habibi is treating his mistress, his mistress is starting to believe that there is trouble at home. But there's no trouble at home. And then she starts getting comfortable. When she starts getting comfortable in this, right? Mm-hmm. That's where the problem comes in, because now she wants to be a wife. She wants to be main chick. She wants to take care of him.
Yeah, he was not told the truth.
She was told the truth. The problem is the way you treat them. That's the problem. The way you treat them. Because now, okay, like Kamboroto gets to enjoy your money, to be honest. Wife gets to make and build the money and the empire with you. Because she knows you. She knows you even in dark days, you know? She knows, she knows you in and out. She gets to build the wealth with you, and she gets to multiply the wealth, right? That's the role of the wife. But Kamboroto comes and enjoys.
That's a prosthetic.
Mm-hmm. No, she just basically enjoys. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She enjoys and she gets treated. Now the thing is that, you are going with work. You are going with work to maybe go and check this other new lodge that opened there in Itosha. And it's true. And you are booked maybe on the presidential suite and all of that. And you're like, you know what? Let me go with Kamboroto. You know? Because also, wife is going to work. Kamboroto is most probably not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Then you go with Kamboroto to Itosha. Kamboroto is not there under the notion that she's basically just a carry on. No. Mm-hmm. Kamboroto is there as, oh, my man brought me. But hold the line for me.
Our heroes march.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can...
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Kamboroto doesn't understand the assignment, because Kamboroto now thinks that she's special. She thinks she's special. That's why she's being taken to Itosha. She thinks she's special. That's why we are doing what we are doing. But in your mind, right, you are not even thinking about that. You are just thinking of, so that I can entertain myself when I'm not working. She's entertainment.
For self-fulfillment.
Entertainment. And why do you want to go? Yes.
Okay.
Entertainment. Self-entertainment. How?
Yeah.
And maybe company. If she has a good mind, then maybe company. You understand? Or if she's nice and submissive, then also feeling like a king. You understand? And then, but she's not viewing it like that. She's viewing it as, my man took me to Itosha. My guy. Hmm? She doesn't even know that it's the company that's paying. She thinks, that you decided that, you know what? I want to do something nice for Lisa. The company doesn't even know that there's a plus one in the presidential suite. Shit. And even if there's a plus one, everybody in the company is assuming it is his wife. It's true. And now Kamboroto is thinking that, this Tatene, he literally went onto the booking site and then called the people at Itosha and then reserved the place and then he booked our flight tickets and then, you know, she's thinking that this guy has put in effort. in making a trip in Etosha happen for her. But that's not the case. So from those little things that are done, right? That's when Usaid starts to catch feelings. She starts to catch feelings because she starts to think, that she is more important than you said that she is.
Yeah.
Because you told her that you are not important. We are enjoying. Like there are men that tell the truth, which are, we are just enjoying each other's company here. Eh? to be honest, don't wait for marriage. Don't wait for nothing. If you find a guy that you want to be with, just let me know so that I can move on to the next one. You understand?
Yeah, they are both traps.
Yeah, that's not a trap. That is the truth. That is the truth. And then when you do something nice, the person starts to assume that you are not happy at your house. But you are perfectly happy at your house.
Yeah.
You get your coitus once a month. Eh? You are not bothering your wife every day with coitus. You guys hold hands with your wife because you are fulfilled. Mm? Everything is nice. You pick up the kids. You drop the kids. Yeah. You guys go to the movies. You guys have date night with your wife. Eh? You guys have constructive debates. You guys go and visit in-laws. You guys are happy.
Very true.
Yeah, and then Usaid is the one that starts to create this relationship in her head, and then she starts making assumptions that you are not happy in your marriage or your relationship, and then she starts asking questions. When she starts asking questions, you are in a very compromising situation, Ane, at that time.
Yeah,
She doesn't ask you like when you are far away or whatever. She asks you that time, where you are sleeping, where you are sleeping, you are laying down, wadengoshima,
So you end up,
while you are sleeping, you are relaxing, wadengoshima, you are just having your glass, you are just having your glass of Jack here, you are enjoying, you know, young, fresh body, you are enjoying, and then the person says, like, so what are we? Like, are we exclusive? Yeah? And she's playing with that hair on your chest, those three of them. She's playing with those three hair on your chest, and you are like, yeah, like, but why are we doing this? Like, are you not happy at your house? Now you cannot tell her, Kucha, no, I'm very happy at my house and I love my wife so much. Because she will then also ask you the question of, if you love your wife so much, why are you here? It would be a thing of, I think we just grew apart because we've been together for so long. Then that grew apart is the one that makes her think that you guys are going to get a divorce. I saw the other guy that was being pulled through the mud. He was sleeping with someone. And now his wife gave birth, and yesterday was their anniversary in Bera. His wife even went to court. Hey! Fear men! Fear men!
Aye, but fear woman, man.
Fear men, guys. Fear them.
Women are very, most dangerous species.
Men will embarrass you so much, that they'll go on social media to go and speak for 5 hours, make videos of 5 hours of them sitting in a car explaining what your marriage was. He will tell the whole world that you were running from one cash loan to another. He will tell everybody that you were stealing money, from your old job, from the kindergarten where you were working first, from your old job. That's why you got fired. And we'll also tell people that you were sleeping with another guy that was your husband's friend. He will still come and post you as love of my life. Ha! Men will embarrass you.
Yeah.
Men will embarrass you. Because, even when I look at that situation, and this, you know, most the situation that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even when I look at that situation, apart from this woman releasing nudes of the mistress that this man was having, because technically he was still married, right? Apart from releasing the nudes, this woman didn't shindura her husband. She didn't say anything about, yeah, the other time, na shiwe we stamina and the twin in this other time, na shiwe wa kungira penny, this other time shiwe wa kahekera.
She want to humiliate them, the men.
No, she didn't humiliate him. The only thing that she did, which was the one that led her to be going now to court and all of that, was basically her, stealing nude pictures of another woman from her husband's phone. And putting it on social media. And that in itself, ne, was against the law because she was exposing the other woman. And the other woman, you don't have the right to put my naked content on social media, you understand, or any media platforms. Yeah. And that was basically the case. But apart from that, later on, the tate went to preach, my dear. The tate made a 5-hour video. He went live, for 3 hours and then 2 hours and then 1 hour. He went live and he told us about, she was in Oshiveva. They met when they were in Oshiveva. They didn't even know each other for maybe 3 months and they were already getting married. And at his wedding, there were no big people. So it wasn't a blessed marriage. Hey. And then now it's love of my life. Hi. Mara, if we try and balance it, right? The amount of shame that he caused her is deeper than the amount of shame that she caused him. The only thing that she did was expose his infidelity. That's it. Apart from that, she didn't tell us, his secrets.
Very true.
She didn't tell us, kuchaya, na shikari enimari wa mano, otwari atukatarusira ko meme, and nohoye, okwari atoro plastika. She didn't do any of that. But this tate came to tell us, kucha, this woman, one, she has a gambling addiction. If it's not gambling, or she has maybe a cash loan problem.
Yeah.
And also she slept with somebody's husband. And then they even, my dear, kucha, a whole wife went to sleep with somebody else's husband that happens to be the husband's friend. And then they also pulled in the wife of the man that the wife cheated on. It was crazy. It was crazy. As we followed, my dear, because we like the juice. Hey, we like the drama. We like the violence. Yes. Yeah. Even best friends is like, oh, but you like violence. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I do. It's amazing the bavioles.
I also had one story whereby there was a husband most, that husband was owning a flat, and he happened to have a side chick with one of the landlords.
Yes. And, very normal story, yes?
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah. From there on, the landlord, that side chick, the one that have an affair with the that husband, so he just end up not paying the rent.
Yes, that to foot in kind, Moss. That to foot in kind. That to foot come mejo.
So now the wife is always asking where the money, but now the husband is the one who is responsible for that one.
Of course.
Otherwise, he is going to tell the story.
My dear, there was a story where this lady, she didn't disclose all of her assets, right? Before they got married. So they just got their prenuptial that said all assets acquired before marriage are not going to be in the joint estate. They're not going to be in the joint estate. Anything acquired within the marriage, then you guys can share. Yes. So, these people, they got married. Then this woman is like, no, man, I don't want to live here. They were living Beral somewhere in Ochomise. No, I don't want to live here anymore. The place is not safe. Let me look for us a place to stay. Where?
Yeah.
I found a place in Pioneers Park. Then she, it's a very beautiful house.
Yeah.
A very, like it was something like 17K per month. Then the guy is like, okay, but $17,000 is a lot of money. And then he, and then she's like, no, this house where we are staying here in Ochomise, let's rent it out. And then, let's rent it out so that we can, then we can get money for this. And since the house is already paid off, right? So we can have now money to go and, be paying our rent here and raising our children. So the man is supposed to pay the 17,000, and then the woman just buys the food, the electricity, and the water.
Yeah.
So that was their division. Yeah, that was their division. That was their division of responsibilities within a household.
Yeah.
So he had the responsibility of only just the rent, and then the rent sometimes, and then the petrol for the car. But then everything else she handles, like the water, the electricity, and also the food and basic necessities within the household, of which they basically came, she was spending roughly like 8,000, and then him, he spends the 17, because at the time he makes more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, they are living there for like 2 to 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And then the guy is like, ah, no, I think that we should just go move back to our house. You know, the one in Ochomise, because this rent is killing me. And then, she's like, no, but I don't want to go and live there. Let's just stay here. Let's just stay here. Let's just stay here. So one day within a conversation, right? The girl's mother comes over, and she came over. Usually she just comes weekend, 1 week. But this time around, she came to stay like for a month. Now, when your mother-in-law is around for a month, ne, you will talk with your mother-in-law. You will enjoy your mother-in-law, because your mother-in-law is your mother also, most. So you enjoy conversations, and you'll be talking, you know, and you'll be having your fun and all of that. So son-in-law started talking, but hold the line.
Okay.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the hybrid face-to-face and online annual international conference on sustainable and equitable financial systems, SEFS, to take place on the 21st and the 22nd of October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academians, and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, visit the university website at www.unam.edu.na. Alright. So,
well, you are leading the address.
So, one day mother-in-law and son-in-law are talking, and you know, he's pouring his heart out. He's like, yo, atumonwihuna man. Like, at this point, maybe you can talk to baby girl. I know we want to live in the suburbs, ne? Mara pay fengene, watumonene mihuna muno, because o 17,000 ay hai hene, o hai yara me wumbo.
And then, wait.
So, the mother-in-law is like, ay, me wumbo, like, ngini ne? I like, why me humbo shashine, dinokari she humbo re tu, or had to renting. Then the mother-in-law is like, yeah? I'm renting a woman, dino, munomuli. And then to me, she marries every month and then she pays the landlord. And you know, sometimes even when I'm late, she says things like, yeah, the landlord is asking me when are we paying the money. You know, the landlord is going to kick us out of this beautiful house. The landlord. Yeah? Then the mother is like, no, man, but this is Elizabeth's house. She bought this house 10 years ago. She bought the house 10 years ago and then she took a loan to finish paying it off. It is fully paid off and then everything is paid off before she went into a relationship with you and marriage with you. Ne? She was debt free.
Yeah.
So how? Now Elizabeth comes back from work. The people are sitting there. Yeah? I was like, oh, hi guys, how are you guys? The mother is like, Elizabeth. Then Habibi is like, Elizabeth, so you are the landlord of this house. She's making her husband pay her rent. How? Yeah. In her house, she's making her husband pay rent for them. But the question is whether, so basically when she gets the rent money, ne, this girl, when she gets the rent money, ne, that's where she gets the money, ne, to buy all the expenses that she needs. That's why she doesn't have a problem with paying this 8,000 here. Because basically this girl doesn't touch her salary.
Yeah, anymore.
Eh, yeah, because she's getting a salary for the house, most. She's a landlord. Now you must see, ne, eh? Just imagine you are driving somebody crazy telling them, Kucha, the landlord is going to kick us out. Can't you are the landlord. How? It's a complicated. But she's smart. Yeah. Even me, I would have done it. Even I would have done it. But, I always have a contingency plan, Mos. So, So my thing is that, ne? When you catch me like that, in that 17,000, I will at least be saving a $10,000 every single month. So that when you come and catch me, and you find out, ne?
Yeah.
I will tell you that no, baby, it's not even like that. I was just saving up for us. So right now, now, not our own property, because clearly the guy has a house in Ochomwese and she has a house in Klein-Ventuk. They have assets. Yeah. So for me, if that was the situation, I would have just literally told the tate, Kucha, no, it's not really like that. And I'm sorry, my love. The thing is that I have been saving $10,000 every month on the account.
They spend there.
It's 5 years, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if we are doing the math, it's 10,000 times 12 months, right? That's 120 times 5 years. That's 600,000. So me, I would have this 600,000. So that I don't destroy the marriage, because that is a very big betrayal. So me, I would have this. I would be saving $10,000 every month, and I'll tell him, Kucha, look, I've been dishonest. I've been making you pay rent shitty for my house. Mm. But the thing is that I've been saving $10,000 every month.
For us to generate our wealth.
No, it's not for us to generate our wealth. It's just our $600,000 that is sitting there for us to decide what we are going to do with it together. The idea was to create a million. But now you caught me. Eh? Hey, my love. My love, now you caught me. So I was just going to keep this up for 4 more years. Eh? Mm-hmm. And then we would have had 1.80 million. So now that you caught me, here is the 600,000. This is the 600,000 that I have been saving for the past 5 years. Then that way, whatever golf you wanted to buy, you have a 300K. Whatever what you wanted to buy, whatever you wanted to build, where, whatever you wanted to do, you have 300,000, I have 300,000. That is how I would have gotten myself out of that situation, by playing it smart.
You can make him pay the rent. You can manipulate him into making, into paying the rent for your house. But you have to have good intentions. You can't just be chopping somebody else's child's money. You must have, especially if it's a husband, you must have good intentions. So me, if it was me, I would still make him also pay that 17,000. Eh? I would also just make him pay the 17,000. But I will take 10,000 and put it aside.
You have to apply emotional intelligence by being empathetic and not familiar.
You are empathetic, huh? But the thing is that, I'm telling you now, there's nothing money can cure.
Oh, yeah.
How? No matter how sad you are, you are complaining about a 17,000 being too much money, most to be paying rent. So now we eliminate the rent now. Now we eliminate the rent, Shashi, no? And you already caught me out, so now you don't have to be paying 17,000. And also on top of that, 300,000. How long are you going to be angry? Are you not just going to call me a genius? My wife.
Yeah, such a brave woman.
Oh, you are so clever. Shashi, no, that polo that you wanted, or that golf that you wanted, or even that deposit on your Mercedes that you wanted, it's here.
Yeah,
very true. Here's the 300,000, baby. That is without the interest from the bank, because there has to be interest now.
Oh,
that's
so nice.
Hey, oh, that's so nice. You say, I would have never. Here is the money. I would never. I wanted to go to a million. I wanted us to go and share 500,000. But now, since you caught me out, this is how much that I have put away for us. And here it is for us. That is the time, ne? That is the time, ne? While you are even still complaining, I'm gonna go onto the FMB app quickly, ne? And then I just change the name of the account, eh? I go and change it to Hubby and I's money. By the time I go and show you, kucha, baby, here's the 600,000. Oh, shiri, on the nare, I even tell you, kucha, but baby, you can see even here that I wrote there, Hubby and I's money. It was never my money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our money. Don't be delusional.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I would go. But just think about it, eh?
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Nashi checking it. Bye. Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking about delusionships. And these are delusions that are forming relationships. Basically, your relationship is non-existent, but you believe that it is existent. You've probably heard of situationships, but have you heard of delusionship? Delusionship. Most of us have been in a state of delusion, perhaps more than once, right? Without even realizing it. A delusionship is a romantic pairing that lives only in one person's imagination. It's a romantic relationship. It's a romantic togetherness that lives only in one person's imagination. So it is imaginary. Delusional relationships can include daydreaming, fascinating, fantasizing, or idolizing about one's life with another person without really understanding who they are as a person. There may be communication and a feeling of closeness, but not a real friendship or a romance. So this is your friend, or this is the person that you know that you think is flirting with you. You think they are feeling you, but they are not really feeling you. They are just talking to you because you are just a human being, just like everybody else. And you are like building castles in the sky for yourself. When we get married, you already have your idea of a gown, like the Damara girls. I don't know why. The Damara and the Nama girls, I don't know what happened to you guys, man. But you guys are doing the things, man. You guys are doing the things. And now I'm so envious of you guys' dresses, because you guys' dresses fit to be wedding dresses. Like, who wants a bamboo dress, wedding dress?
No. The Hereros and the Tamaras, they have, you know, the Tamaras and the Namas, they have got like, And the Tamara girls are doing the most, like, with their wedding dresses. I'm checking them out, man. Like, they are wearing their dukis straight up. We don't need to worry about no hairdo, no what, on strek a duki an. And hulle lyk mooi. Prachtig. Tachtig uit tachtig. Woo! They look beautiful and gorgeous. And I'm like, wow. You guys are bringing your A game. Yeah, you guys are bringing a gun to a knife fight. I like that. So, this is basically you imagining that you are in some form of relationship, some form of closeness, some form of what, with someone. And this person or she, this person is not viewing you like that. This person doesn't even check you. This person doesn't even think of you in a romantic way. And sometimes it could be that you guys are somewhat, somehow in a romantic situationship. Mara, it's not as deep as you think it is. It is not what you think it is. Sometimes what you think it is, right, is that, oh no, this is my relationship and we love each other so much and wow, it's just amazing and. Mara, it's really not like that. The person is just basically being honest and being truthful about where they stand. Like, for example, those that mess around with the married dudes. The ones that mess around with the married dudes, it's very rare, right, that I have heard of married men kinda lying. What they do lie about is separation. What they do lie is about, is being unhappy, right? But they never really tell you that they are not married, you know, like, yeah. No, they're not married. So what happens is that you now think that this person is so unhappy and this person is, that's why the person is with you, because you are special and you make them feel better and you are the light of their lives. And that is why they are with you. But that's not the case. They told you that it is for fun. And you are like, it's not for fun. You really, really, really love me. And you just go with that. And that's delusional. Because later on, that delusion comes and bites you. And it bites you hard. It bites you so hard. And you don't even know how to escape it. And people just, the wives, they forgive their habibis, my dear. And then you are just left there to be like, I don't know, it's a clown or all.
If you are set to save, YouSave is a shop to be this month end. When last did you only pay 94.99 for 5 kilos of Marathon White Sugar? Or $116.99 Hungarian for Champion Super Maize Meal? Or just 64.99 for 3 kilos of Grande Pasta? And $27.99 Hungarian for Rama Original 70% Fat Spray? YouSave, your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The barriers between offline and online dating have endured to an exponential degree. As a result of how much time we spend online, we may assume we know one another based on our personalities that we display on social media, based off of the pictures, based off on what we say. We might think that we have a sense of knowing of one another. And this is also another form of a delusional relationship. People that meet online and think that they are feeling each other, they know each other, because there's flirtatiousness. Now, the debate has been there around, is it flirting if it's just talking, or is it cheating if it's just talking? And my answer is, any entertainment of anybody in a romantic way, that's cheating. Any entertainment of anybody outside of your relationship, that might have an inkling. Because if it was open and if it was transparent, then why are you guys chatting in the DMs? It's because it's private, right? It's private between you two. Because somewhere, somehow, even you, yourself, you know that this that you're doing there is not appropriate. And if somebody sees you doing this, they will most probably reprimand you or tell your spouse. That is why it's in the DMs, right? So if it's already in the DMs like that, then it already constitutes something wrong. But what happens is that you have harmless flirtatious behavior online. And on social media, we are not the same as in real life. On social media, we are whatever we want to be. So if you don't have a nice and exciting life in real life, you go and have a nice and exciting life on social media. And you get to live double lives. And part of this double lives is now this other person that you interact with online, and they think that you guys are basically feeling each other. You guys are basically in a relationship. Or you guys are like, you know. And then this person just builds it in their heads that you guys jealous some. You guys are together. And I know, I understand how this can happen, and you can get carried away with it, because we all say the perfect things. And the fact that I only get to speak to you for a certain amount of time and then I go back to my real life, right? That is me putting on my hat for that, and me going out for that, and me coming back and taking my hat off. Online dating apps, right? I don't know if you guys do fraternize. I've seen you Namibians. You guys do fraternize there on Tinder and stuff. You guys are really trying to meet people, and you guys may be trying to meet people for the correct reasons or not for the correct reasons, and it is what it is. But this is also where we can have delusionships, where we are just fixated on somebody, but it's not really a relationship. We are not going anywhere. We may romanticize our conceptions or our concepts of them and use them as fuel to fuel our own ideas and daydreams and desires, all without ever having met them in person. You understand what I mean? So now you know this person. Now you know Matriarch online, right? And Matriarch is posting all the things that you are thinking about. Yeah? And you are a deep thinker, and she's a deep thinker. And then you guys interact. They're like, "Ciao, what's up?" Like, you guys are just there on the socials, yeah? At the public, on the public. You guys interact there, and you're like, "Yo, so you also believe in this," and you get to talking, and then you guys start liking each other's things constantly, all the time, everywhere. These apps, right? They have this particular thing of when somebody comments on your stuff once or twice, right? Then all of a sudden you start seeing their content constantly. So if you go and like Matriarch's things, if you go and like Elizabeth's things today, and then tomorrow again, and then another day again, I'm telling you, you will keep seeing Elizabeth pop up everywhere. Even if you are going to tag somebody and you just put the at, né? The first name that will come there is Elizabeth, and she's not even the first person in the alphabet. She's like number 5, A, B, C, D, E. Eh? She's number 5 in the alphabet. And you have people that their names start with A, but they don't pop up, which they should have popped up, but it's now the algorithm, right? So you guys start fueling these little imaginary relationships. And these imaginary relationships are the ones that go so far and people lose their minds. People really do honestly go cray cray, and not in a good way. They do go cray cray because they don't understand why you are rejecting them when you guys were hitting it off so nicely. And in your mind, you don't even see this person as a factor. You don't, like, there's nothing. It's just like, Elizabeth is in, like, what? You know, because you are thinking, Kucha, she's got a great sense of humor, funny. Eh? I'll tag her into this one because she might say something crude. And then when she receives it, right? And that's why I think that we must be more careful about what we're doing. We must be more intentional with what we're doing, especially when we are involving other people into our lives, because other people are coming with their own problems. And some of their own problems, ne, are mental problems. Some people have obsessive compulsive disorder. And if they become obsessed and obsessed with you or shitty, chesali rasni, every day 10 times, every hour they're texting you 10 times, huh? Chesali rasi, you won't rest.
So that's why we're talking about delusionships today. You are not quite sure about how exactly it all starts to fester, but I can have an idea of where it starts. It is the attention that we give. So there are certain people in life that just don't get attention. No matter how beautiful they are, no matter how amazing they are, no matter how accomplished and how achieved they are, they don't get attention. They don't get male attention. They don't get female attention. They just don't get that kind of attention. Flirtatious behavior. And usually, right, I think we had a conversation about a chivalry and being polite as a man in contemporary times. Every single woman that you are polite to assumes that you want to smash. Every single woman that you are polite to assumes that you want them because they are not used to chivalry. They are not used to kind men. They are not used to gentlemen. They are not used to men that can actually just hold things down without needing to sleep with you, to fraternize with you in a romantic way. They just basically see you as a woman, a queen, and like just on the basis of you being a woman alone, right? The floor beneath your feet should be worshipped. Like that's just how they view women. And now you meet this guy and the whole entire night he's calling you queen. He's calling every woman queen. Right? He's calling every woman queen. But you think that when he says queen to you, it's more like, yo, it's more fascinating than the other girls that are also being called queen. And we don't see it as this is his character and this is who he is and this is the person that he's intentionally choosing to be. A respectful man that considers women queens, that considers the floor beneath their feet to be worshipped on because of their gender, their femininity, their matriarchal status. You understand? So you start to catch feelings, right? You start to catch feelings because you have never been treated this way. You've never been treated with so much kindness, with so much care, with so much dedication from a guy that is not asking or expecting anything of you. So at the end of the night, you are standing outside and you are trying to hail a cab. And this person, right, because of who he is, it's not because you are special. It's not because you are beautiful. It's not because he wants you. He's most probably happily married with 10 kids at his house and there's nothing like that. He doesn't look at you like, oh my goodness, there's a piece that I want to take home today and ravish. He's not even thinking like that. He's just thinking, oh my goodness, it's 2 a.m. in the morning and she's trying to hail a cab. He doesn't have a problem with what you are wearing because you are most now allowed to wear whatever you want because that is usually what men like this appreciate. They don't judge you for what you're wearing. They are not misogynists. They are not bigots. They just accept you the way you are. Like you are worthy of respect. So you might be wearing your miniskirt because you came out with your girls and you had a good time, but now you are hailing a cab. So you are thinking like, oh my goodness, my outfit done snatched this man. He is not even seeing your outfit. What he's thinking about is this woman, ne? This woman of which I hold so high because I come from a woman, because I was raised by women, because I respect women, because my wife is a woman. Whatever reason he respects women for, right? He says that, where are you going? Maybe I can give you a ride. Ding, ding, in your mind, you are thinking, right? You are thinking that he wants you. He wants you. He wants to start a family with you. He wants babies with you. He's going to live happily ever after with you. And the worst part is that most probably that night is the night, or most probably that week is the week that him and his wife went to renew their vows and went to get their rings, right? Their rings are custom made and put diamonds on and what, because he's a very dedicated married somebody. So that day he doesn't have a ring. So you're thinking you got a snack, eh? Or you know. So you get in and he drops you home. Like he has good conversation with you because he doesn't want you to feel uncomfortable. He doesn't want you to feel uncomfortable in his car because he is a strange man, right? Not because you are attractive, not because of anything, just because he wants you to be comfortable because every woman
deserves to be comfortable in the presence of a man and not feel threatened or unsafe. And this is what he believes in, right? So he's cracking up a few couple of jokes and he's talking and he's asking you, is it too cold in the car? Must I put on the aircon for you? And like, you know, and which side is it? And he's engaging you in conversation so that you are more comfortable. There are people like this. There are men like this out there in the world. There are women like this outside in the world. It's not because they want anything from you. It's just that they really honestly do believe that humanity is not all doomed. And also 90% of the time they've not experienced anything really bad so that they are not chivalrous, so that they are not kind. So this person is engaging you in conversation and you are laughing. And also maybe you're not stupid. Maybe you guys are having great conversation, be it about entertainment, about politics, about deepness, about the universe, about astrology, about mutual rights, whatever you guys are talking about. And this is where you find out, okay, you like as a chemist, and then you find out that this person is a scientist, and you're like, oh, okay, so I get why you do the molecular jokes and stuff. And now you are liking that. You're liking that because also there's not a lot of scientists out here. Your dating pool is really shallow, because everybody else is basically just beneath you when it comes to science. Everybody else, we don't know much about it. Our conversation basically just stops there at Big Bang Theory. And everything we've learned about science, we've just learned from Sheldon. So you're kind of happy to find somebody that has a deeper understanding of your field. So you are really intrigued, and he is also really intrigued because he is also in the same pool, but not in the pool of dating. He's in the same pool of intellectual conversation. And that is something that he likes, you know, intellectual conversation, where you guys are just talking about, okay, so what do you think about Schrodinger's theory? It's either the cat is dead or it's either the cat is alive, but you would have to look in the box to see if the cat is dead or alive. But until then, we will never know. Schrodinger. So you guys have this conversation and it's nice and it's booming. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you. And then he drops you off. And then, you are most probably waiting, what. And then inside your conversation somewhere there was also a mention of, what's your handle? Because in contemporary Namibia, we don't ask for people's numbers anymore. We ask for handles because, you just ask for handles so that you can go and research the person, so that you can go and see what pictures he has posted. You can go and see what, you can go and see all of this. So you ask for, oh, so what's your handle? But you guys exchange social media handles, not even numbers. And that's how you guys start talking. But the main point here is that the way the other person is viewing it is not the way that you are viewing it. You are viewing it.
Young Namibian recently turned 18 years old. The time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, with the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, my delusionals. Good evening to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about delusionships. Eh? We are talking about one-sided relationships. So now, Mugala is now feeling the guy like, she's straight up from the beginning. And I think that this happens so much, right? That a lot of women are caught in situationships, delusionships with people that didn't have the intention of actually wanting anything to do with them in a romantic way, but they start instigating it, and then they start forcing it, and then it eventually happens because, I mean, if the food is on the plate to be eaten, you know, and that is, they become food. They become something that we eat. They become something for entertainment. But it's because, I think that also plays a role there with absent fathers. There are fathers that are in the picture, but they are not doing father duties. Yeah? And there are fathers that are not in the picture that are not doing anything at all. And there are fathers that are trying to be good parents to their children. So they don't even really understand what it's like to have an unavailable man. An unavailable man is a man that is not available to you fully. Now, he can be financially unavailable. He can be emotionally unavailable. He could be an avoidant type. He could be the detached type, but he's just not available. Or he could be in a relationship. Or he could be married. Or he could be in a committed something. Or he could be getting married in 3 months. You don't know. But I think that from this concept on its own, this is how women put themselves out there for men that don't have self-control. So our issue is women putting themselves out there and men not having self-control and self-discipline to decline, just to decline without touching. Most men go and decline later after they have eaten, after they have tasted, after they have enjoyed, after they have led someone on. Now, if you think that you've ever led somebody on, right? The number in studio is 083-288-401. If you think you've ever been led on, 083-288-401. If you think you know of somebody, 083-288-401. 401, that is the number. So I think that when it comes to delusionships, right? This is a nice word. It's a delusionship because you're kind of delusional about what's happening here. It's like you don't really see the sciences. Well, sir, you don't really see the science. It also happens to men, right? Where this woman is showing signs of flirtatiousness or interest in you, but or she, in her mind, y'all are just friends, or you are just literally friends. So she calls you whenever she's having a breakdown. She calls you when she needs something. She calls you to take you out even, you know, she calls you to take you out. She calls because she likes your company, but doesn't mean she wants a romantic relationship. And then you get annoyed and frustrated at the fact that, the move is not being made, or she's declining the mood, like she's declining the whole thing, or you come into a space where you don't really know where you guys stand. You guys talk every day. You guys see each other every week. You guys are always together, but you're not in a relationship. Delusionship. So in your mind, you're like, we're going to get married and have babies. And in her mind, she's like, oh, Natangwe is such a nice guy. You know, he's so nice. It's a nice guy, that guy. It's a nice one. Hello.
Hello, Madam Matias.
Good evening, Tate Buana. My dear, I just want to know, because you people, we are creating imaginary relationships in our heads, and then we get hurt. We get hurt when the person is getting married 3 months later.
So, why did you tell me?
But do I owe you an explanation? You're not my girlfriend. You're not nothing to me. You're just a friend. And you're not even a close friend. For me, the way I view you is just a friend.
Okay.
Hey.
For me, friend. Because I thought your best friend should be the one that you really trust.
Yeah.
So somebody that you really, that you can have some kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's some kind of special or informal interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that you really, you feel secure at your summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel at peace, that kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it's true that many a times men really manipulate. And then they, of course, maybe not manipulate, but
let's not go with
because the respect they have toward women.
No, let's not go with pointing fingers, ne? Because men would not be eating something that was not dished. So maybe the lack of self-respect is also from both sides here. Both of them don't have self-respect. Both genders don't have self-respect.
Because
if the food is on the table that the bona you're not eating, ow.
You see, now, that's the thing, because if somebody is saying, no, I'm the one who did the things, but we did it together.
Exactly.
So, just like, I understand that there are activities really, mm-hmm. that are going on there,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes, like you say, it's not this brainy game.
Uh-huh.
But now, if the things is done with the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
and there's only one gender now that is
being held accountable.
Be held accountable.
Yeah.
But the act actually took place.
Yeah, the activity took place amongst two. It takes two to tango.
Exactly.
Yeah. So who is really at fault? Is it the one that's dishing out or the one that's eating? If you don't want to be eaten, don't dish out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to eat, don't accept the meal.
Mm-hmm. That is the thing now.
Uh-huh. So I think we cross the line. As people, I think we cross the line. And then that is where the delusionships come along. Because now you cross the line. And now Sandra is at your house. Yeah? Telling your wife that, no, Ben is my boyfriend. Yeah, we've been together, and here are pictures.
At my house, telling my wife.
Yes.
That
we are together.
Oh, they are still together. Even
they are not together. They are not together. Yeah, she dished out. And he ate.
Oh, let me.
That's it.
Oh, love it.
My dear.
Ambushimihuna.
Okay, she's under the impression that you guys are in a relationship of some sort. And that is why it's called a delusionship, because it's one-sided. She thinks that you guys are in a relationship or something. And you just ate the food that was dished. But now, because you ate the food that was dished.
You also knew that we were in a relationship.
Yeah, me, I knew, but the food was on the table. The food was on the table.
It's married.
The food was on the table, say. Oh. My dear, eh? If the food is put on the table, if the food is put on the table 20 times, okay, she got temptation and you know.
If my temptation, but you know, everybody can be tempted, but you know, until you hit to that temptation,
mm-hmm.
that's when it becomes a problem.
Mm.
So, but the food that is there is not yours, it's not prepared for you, so leave it.
But the person is saying that you can have it.
You can have it?
Yeah.
Can't you do like Joseph who ran away and they went with the coat?
Let's say now you ran away 10 times already. How long can you run?
The other problem, you know, former President Jacob Zuma.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time I was saying
the butternut. The butternut. Yeah. Because his head is shaped like a butternut. Yes, the butternut. Jacob.
And apparently the other thing is that this,
mm-hmm.
when a woman gives you something.
Mm-hmm.
In the African culture.
Mm.
Maybe you guys, you are exposed to this African indigenous law.
Mm.
African indigenous law, maybe you have come across those values.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a African tradition.
Mm.
So we are not supposed to refuse when a woman... But I think I can testify to that also.
That you're not allowed to refuse, huh? The problem is that now you guys are not refusing and it's ruining your life. Your whole life is ruined because you can't refuse.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Hey.
Oh my God, it's still alright. Let me call you after something.
Now it's coming to bite you now because refusal is not happening.
So much. I'll call you now. Very
no soon. Problem. Thank you so much.
The boss is so sweet.
Ciao, ciao. Alrighty. So ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the dishing and the eating, right? I think that what is wrong with our dating pool or our situation right now as people that are trying to find affection, trying to find love, trying to have fun, trying to do whatever, trying to live. Right? The problem is that I feel like one gender is dishing out and the other gender is eating it. And the gender that is dishing out feels betrayed because somebody ate their food and they don't appreciate it or they don't want anything to do with it again. And I feel like the other gender doesn't have self-discipline or self-control. And that is why you find that somebody just creates this whole imaginary relationship in their minds about you and vele. Eh? Mm-hmm. Didn't we have an ex-wife of a man, you know, that is currently trending? Having a video with a young, having a violent video with a young, somebody. I think she was just popping up in her career at the time. And the wife basically found this girl in her matrimonial home with this, like basically in her matrimonial home. And then they made like a video about it, her and her friends. They went there and then they went to embarrass the girl. What? Hello, hello.
Sorry, mommy.
Are you dishing while you're eating?
I don't know what I'm doing.
So we are making up imaginary relationships inside our heads. Today's topic is delusionship. It's basically delusion. We are delusional about relationships. That means we are not really in relationships. We just think and imagine that we are in relationships, but we are not in relationships. Yeah. So somebody talks nicely to you, you start falling in love with the person, but it's the person's character. And then now you are talking every day to this person, and you are thinking that no, we are having something, and you guys go out and you guys spend a lot of time together. We are having something. We are in a relationship. And then one day you go and find this guy. He's walking with his wife and his kids, or not even wife and his kids. Let's just say he's walking with his stable girlfriend of 7 years. And then you want to get angry, like you were being used. But were you really being used?
Yeah, it could be. Because sometimes if you don't present the reality and things like that, because it's also difficult.
But I only ask you questions that I want to know. So I will only ask you about your relationship status, ne? If I'm interested in occupying the space. If I'm not interested in occupying the space, then why should I ask you about your relationship status? Then it doesn't matter to me, Mos. And also you also never asked me.
Exactly.
So
now you are expecting that the things should flow naturally.
Why should they flow naturally if you are just a friend, Anu? And you are also just a friend that I met literally just maybe 2 months ago. So must I tell you my whole entire secrets? Who are you?
Exactly.
Who are you really? Things.
Unless there is a really, that person is the... maybe in that mutual relationship, that love relationship, it can really develop into the one that is not delusion. What do you talk within 2 or 3 months, actually?
You guys just talk about fun things that you guys are interested in. Like if I had to put you in a situation like this, Tate Bwana, I would say that one day, right? One day you are walking in town and then you decide that you're going to sit down for a cup of coffee and you are reading your newspaper. Right?
Yes.
And it's most probably a Saturday morning. So you are just there at Zoo Cafe or whatever. You are reading your newspaper. You're having your cup of coffee and that's it. And then there's also a lady that is sitting on the other side doing exactly the same thing that you are doing. Having a cup of coffee, reading newspapers. She might even be having all 5 newspapers from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then she's sitting with all of them to catch up with what has happened through the week because she didn't get time. So now, by the time she gets to the paper, which is the Friday paper, you are also on the Friday paper. So now, she makes a reaction, kucha, oh, this ngurari ne? And then you also hear that. Then you laugh because you also saw the paper. And you saw maybe what ngurari did, whatever it is. Yeah? Or you saw Ims Mulunga, whatever they did. So she reacts, then you say, kucha, Don't stress about Namibian politics, my dear, because you are going to go crazy. And then she says that, oh, my dear, I think that is the wisest thing anybody has ever told me in my life. Eh? And then you guys start laughing about it. Eh? Then she talks about, you know, when I was in Nigeria. When I was in Nigeria, then you are like, oh, you were also in Nigeria. Like, yeah, I was in Nigeria and I lived in, and then you guys start your things of which state? Eguma state or Ebno state. Eh? Then you guys start those things. Oh, which state were you in? Like, no, I was in this what? Like, what year was that? Like, and then she speaks about the year and then you realize that you guys were there basically at the same time. And then you say, kucha, okay, me, I went with the liberation struggle and I was also sent there to get educated and what. But you guys are speaking from different tables, ne? And then she's like, oh, because me, I was transferred from what to go to where, and then that's how I ended up there. So this is a conversation that you guys are having.
Just a minute.
Okay. Ooh la la. All right. So we are talking about a hypothetical scenario of which Tate Bwana could possibly get into an altercation of this nature. So they are sitting and they are talking, right? They are talking like this from two separate tables. Then eventually it is a story of, come and join me for lunch. Come and join me for lunch doesn't mean, ooh, I'm into you, I'm hot for you. No, come and join me for lunch means that I'm enjoying your company and we are here. You are sitting alone, I'm sitting alone. We might as well come here and we might as well talk politics and we might as well talk about the fun days, hey days, whatever. I might as well, we might have a good time. You know, you guys share a lunch and you guys talk and you guys have fun. And because you are the person that you are chivalrous. Like with Tatebwana, Tatebwana is a perfect gentleman. So he's the type of person that would also open the door for you. He would pull the seat for you, make you feel comfortable. Now, if moms over there did not have this kind of treatment, she's thinking like, oh, this is a nice man. This is a nice guy. Eh? And then there's some point where the day continues and they are sitting outside and it's laughter upon laughter upon laughter because they have so much in common, and they basically figured that they literally missed each other by inches. Like growing up, have you ever met somebody that was so close to you but you never got to meet them up until a later stage? You find that where did you school? No, I schooled at this school, but like the year that you went to the school is the year that they left the school. And then where did you stay? I stayed here, but the year that you moved to there is the day that is the year that they moved to another place, or they were just in the same place, but you guys just kept missing each other. Hey, me and best friend. Ah, same environment. Ah, I'm telling you, miss. Not our time. Miss. Everything's like, hi, you were also here. You also here. You like, I was even friends with his cousin, like, but never met him ever in my life. Eh? Up until, you know, later on in life. But it was just crisscross. And that's how you guys get to have conversations. And then now, you guys enjoy your lunch and it's most probably Komatango-ish, like around 3 or 4. Then you're like, okay, so, it's getting late. Let me get back. Let me get going. Then you share maybe an experience of, I'm just with my daughters. And then the person's like, oh, you are single dad? And then the person's like, yeah, I'm also a single mom, you know? And it's like, oh, we have a lot in common. Then you guys exchange numbers for conversation purposes only. Or even if it's anything, you just exchange numbers because you guys enjoyed each other's company, you know? And it's not about seeing where things go. It's really just, you know, one day if I see something funny, I know who to send it to. You guys exchange numbers. Hey, so you, that is Tatebwana, you are thinking, you say such a nice lady. Eh? Nothing else. You're not thinking, oh my goodness, she's beautiful. She's white. Or you're thinking she's just such a nice lady and she's very funny, you know? So you are thinking all the comedy things, you are sending them to her and you guys are having a good laugh about it. And you most probably haven't had a good laugh in a while. You guys are laughing. You guys are talking. Now, the problem is that the person on the other side, right, is already planning wedding dresses. The person on the other side is already planning of how many kids you guys are going to have again and how you guys are going to add the kids and she's building a whole entire life, right? Without you even knowing. Just because you are having conversation with them. Just because you are talking to them. Just because sometimes, right, you go out with them and you go and have a cup of coffee. It can even be at the point where you have not even held hands. You have not kissed. You have not been intimate in any way. And this person is just thinking that apparently you are slow or you're not really touchy or you're not that kind of person. You are different. We'll find sexy ways to describe you, friend. We will find sexy ways to describe your coldness. If it has to fit into our delusion, we'll find it. So even if you are not a romantic or intimate like that, I will find a way to make it seem like you are just a gentleman. You are just a nice guy that doesn't rush women into doing anything. There's nothing inside my head, that might insinuate that you are not interested in me in a romantic way. And this is where the mix-up comes in. Because now you're like, oh, I have this friend of mine, I have this friend of mine, Elizabeth. She's such a nice woman, man. Like, oh, she's a nice woman. And Sometimes you might even have a friend of yours that is a perfect match for Elizabeth. And that's now where the problem comes in, when you're like, let me introduce you to my friend. There's this friend of mine that you would like. Let me introduce you. And then the person gets angry and defensive because they thought in their minds that they are yours. And you were not even thinking like that. The whole time in their minds, they're thinking that you my man, daddy. And in your mind, you're like, I'm not even ready for relationship things. Like, so that's what you're, I'm so sorry. What could I have done? What did I do to make you think that I am romantically, I didn't kiss you, I didn't hold your hand, I didn't touch you, there was no intimacy like that. I don't call you by names, what. And in our times, right, part of our issue, especially with this whole creating delusionships in other people's minds. Our time is a very intimate time. Our interactions are very intimate. They are very kind. They are very intimate. They are very well gestured, but we as the receivers of kind gestures are the ones that, decipher the code wrongly. So we are living in times where all of us call each other babe. Ne? So you and your husband call each other babe. You and your best friend call each other babe. You and your friends call each other babe. Right? So now you meet this person and you are already in this babe mode. Like, and you babe them. Now can see them in their lives. Right? Babe is an intimate word. Babe assumes that you want to be my babe and I'm your babe. And it's through the words that we choose to use with other people. That's why me, I use brah. Eh? If it's my friend, I'm brah. So that you must know, so that there must not be any small thought, ne, that could ever hint to me being interested. Me, I say boot, brur, eh, brah, my friend, eh, I love you, like, you know, but then we live in very intimate times, right? So the words we use for one another, the pleasantries we use, are the ones that also might somehow send a message that might be, dissected in a method where you wouldn't appreciate it. All of us are calling each other love. So every time a guy calls, right? They all call girls love, sweetie, sweetheart, you know, like, hey love, how are you? Have you been? You know, and these are pleasantries. Mara, if me, Mina, I'm coming from a world where everybody just calls me by my name, and you are this guy that I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm feeling now. Yeah, I'm feeling you. Yeah, you dropped me home. We talked about science. I got your handles, your social media handles. Yeah, and now when you call me in the morning to ask if I got home safely, because you just dropped me at the gate at the complex too. You're just asking out of pure concern, because you know that the world is a dirty place. You're asking out of pure concern. And me, I'm receiving it as, oh my goodness, he called. And then you answer the phone with, hey love. Ha! We are married. We are married and having 10 babies. And then our maid of honor is going to be Juliet. And our second bridesmaid is going to be Hoo-Hoo. And then the groomsman, the person that is going to, I'm going to build castles in the sky. I'm already building castles in the sky. And that is why we are in delusionships, because there's nothing that this person has shown, right? That proves that they are romantically interested in you, except being nice to you. But so many of us are not used to having nice people in our lives. We are so abused. We are so misused and mistreated by people that every single person that comes with kind gestures, right? Every single person that comes with kind gestures, you automatically think that they want you. You automatically think that they are interested in you. But That is the direction of which I want us to move from. Because what happens when you are in a vulnerable state such as that one, you become the person that has a delusionship. And if you don't have a delusionship, right, you become vulnerable. You become vulnerable and then you start dishing out your body left, right, and center to people that don't have self-discipline. They don't have the kind of self-discipline to say like, whoa, Maria, I didn't know that when you said I must come over for wine, ne, that I'm going to meet you naked. It's very few men that can be tempted like that and turn around and walk away. Most men, they just eat it. Like, to be honest, most men, they just eat it and regret later, as long as they had their fun. Like, it's better within their DNA. And it takes a person that is headstrong to reject and refuse that. And then also, when they reject it, they feel so bad for rejecting you, right? That they still stay in touch to make sure that your ego is not bruised, to make sure that you are not damaged and you're not broken, because they declined. And they try to over-explain the situation. And that over-explanation is the one that sort of dilutes the message. Because now the person is not saying, the person is saying that, yes, I had to decline your offer. So say now you are standing there, Nangula. You are standing there with a bottle of wine and a trench coat and nothing under. Then the person knocks and then you open the door and then you flash the person. So the person is like, whoa, 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 Nangula. I didn't know that this is what you wanted, and I will have to decline this, and I'm going to go so that I'm going to go because I don't want to be in a situation like that. And I'm in a relationship, maybe also, because when you say to somebody that you are already in a relationship, it kind of makes them feel better about your rejection. But that kind of feels better about your rejection, it's the same one that also builds another kind of false hope. It builds the false hope of, if he was not in a relationship, he wouldn't reject me. Or if he was not in a relationship, he wouldn't decline my gestures. That's why women don't ask men to marry them. Because women can't handle rejection. We cannot. We cannot handle rejection. We can't. That is why women keep trying. And that's why later on you are caught in a trap where this girl is literally pregnant with your child and you are married. And that is how it happens, because you have most probably rejected, and that rejection, ne, is something that she wants to fix. She wants to be worthy, of you not rejecting her. And that's where that thing of, no, Nangula, I can't do this because I'm in a relationship. So now she doesn't hear, I can't do this because I don't want to do this because I have self-discipline. She doesn't hear that. What she hears is, if I was not in a relationship, Nangula, I would totally smash. If I was not in a relationship, I would totally ask you to be my girlfriend. If I was not in a relationship, Nangula, I will be in your life forever. That is what she hears, right? It's completely different to what you're saying, but that is what she hears. When you say something like, I'm in a relationship, or I'm married, you know, that's what she hears. So now, if you want to eliminate this one, you just say that I can't do this. I'll have to decline. Because now declining means that if I wanted to, I would. I just don't want to. So it's not you. It's me that doesn't want to. And they doesn't have to be, there's no need for a reason. You don't have to explain yourself. You just say that you don't want to. I can't do this. Like, whoa, this is not what I signed up for. I can't do this. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that this is what you were hinting at. Had I known, I would have declined coming here in the first place. But you look great. Eh? Compliment. You look great. Naked. You look great. Cool. But I can't do this. Then you walk away. And now she's most probably, that is now going to cause shame and embarrassment, right? And then that shame and embarrassment is now the one that is most probably, women are so driven, guys. There's no scenario that I can give you where it doesn't end with her chasing after you. There's nothing like that. That doesn't end with her chasing after you. So even when you tell her that one, but I say that, don't say that, oh no, I'm in a relationship, because then that means she will get fixated on the fact that if your relationship was non-existent, then she would be the one that you want. But now your relationship is existent. So the problem is your relationship. You get that. I hope you guys are learning. I hope you guys are learning. 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. I hope you guys are learning, because now she's looking at your relationship like the threat. She's looking at your relationship like the problem. Yeah. The problem is not that you invited a strange man and tried to have coitus with him and he doesn't want to do that. No, that's not the problem. The problem is that he's in a relationship. Yeah, that's the problem. And then the other one is now like, no, I don't want to do this. You don't say anything about relationships. You just say, I don't want to do this. I'm humbly declining this offer. And I'm grateful that you even thought of giving me this opportunity to entertain myself or to enter your humble abode. You know, like, thank you. I'm honored and I'm privileged, but I cannot take up this offer at this. I don't even say at this current time, because we will decipher every single word that you are saying and also build a web in our heads of, yeah, it's only that it was a bad time. You might say that, like, I can't take it at this time, you know? And then you are thinking that you are letting her down easy. Me, in my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, the only problem here is time. So maybe he didn't want coitus on Tuesday, so I'm going to offer on Friday. Women don't know how to handle rejection. We don't know how to be rejected, because it's not in our cards to be rejected. It's not in our cards. So any kind of rejection, we just hate it, all of it. So what we do is we start chasing after the thing that rejected us to prove to ourselves that we are not rejects. And if you are coming from an environment of rejection from a tender age, right, you will fight for the thing that is rejecting you. That is why you can hear a man kicks out a woman and throws out all her things, and she will not go. She'll sit outside begging and pleading. Please, please, even if she didn't do anything wrong, please, please just let me back in. Please, please, please. Because in her mind, right, you can't reject me. You can't reject me. I'm a woman. I'm supposed to be desirable. You can't reject me. Now, if you are coming from a childhood where you have been abandoned and you have been rejected, right, then that one is just going to be the way you hold on to relationships. Right, is the way you hold on to, is the way you hold on to the idea of what your childhood or what your life was supposed to look like had the people that rejected you not have rejected you. So you keep reliving that rejection, right, in every single relationship that you are in. That's why you feel so bad when friends leave. That's why you feel so bad when people leave, but you also push them away with your love style, because now your love style is jealous, it's overbearing, it's hovering, it is a mess of a love story. And your love might be violent, your love might be aggressive, your love might be vulgarous, you know. Maybe you are the type of people that swear, and you're the type of people that say bad things, and you don't know how to best go about it. This person knows that you have a good heart, but your mouth or your actions and your behavior doesn't match your heart. You understand? And that is why women keep fighting. That is why these delusionships, are created and executed within people's heads first. And I'm saying people because men also have the potential of doing this. And also men have done this. Have you ever heard of the guy that is also part of the guys that has slept with somebody in the street? You know that person that has also slept with the person on the street. But on the down low, right? On the down low, every day he's at that. You guys all call this girl in your street and a harlot. You guys all call her this. And even the one that has never slept with her, right, is calling her a harlot. But everybody else that she has had coitus with has been someone that she wanted to have coitus with. And then there's just this one person that she says, which are, no matter what, come hell or high waters, even if this person is the last person on earth, I will never sleep with this person. And this person is offended. Why? No, he's offended not because he's so in love with this harlot, not because he wants this person, but just because he was rejected. He was rejected by a person that doesn't reject anybody. That's the bruised ego. Like, why are you sleeping with Fuma, but you don't want to sleep with me? Hey, why are you sleeping with Tuesday, but you don't want to sleep with me? Because I want to sleep with Tuesday and Fuma and Wednesday and weekend. Eh? But you, sir, you are not my type. And that is now bruised ego, rejection. And that is now where the guy, sometimes, it goes to the point of rape even. Where this guy that has been rejected by this girl that has taken rounds with everyone, had people run a train, this one doesn't want. And that is why sometimes rape even happens from this guy, because now he can't understand rejection like that. He can't understand why something so filthy, considers itself to be better than him. It's like, who's this, I don't know what kind of lives you guys have had, but you know, I've heard things, I've seen things. Growing up, you know, my older brother used to have like house parties and stuff, and it was wild. It was very wild. It was very bad. Like, teenagers were just having sex, to be honest. Like, it was very bad. Because even when we were teenagers, right, we didn't have the lives that they lived. We were not going to parties for coitus things. Like, we were really just drinking. Like, to be honest. Or maybe it's just because I had a drinking problem ever since better. Eh? My interests, me and my friends' interests, were drinking and dancing. But other people were really going to parties to go and have coitus. Like, I don't know. Now that I think of it, it's very disturbing. I hope my kids don't grow up. I hope my kids grow up to be, you don't also want them to have alcohol problems. I just hope they are into different things, like computers. Maybe they have nerd buddies. Where they're being chaperoned by their parents or something. I don't know. But not those kinds of parties. So there's this thing of running a train. So running a train is called, it's called tournament. In for the guys that know slang, for the guys that have been around, for the guys that know what that is. Basically, that is when a female gives you consent to take turns on her. And it has come to the light that some females were coerced into it, and that's why it ended up being gang rape. And some women or some females were, it's what they wanted, because they consented. They were not drunk. They were not intoxicated by anything. It's just what they wanted. And then some were intoxicated. So there's a very blur line between who's a rapist and who's not a rapist when it comes to conversations of that nature. So basically, tournamenting, right, is when, we'll take it from the orthodox perspective, when a female gives the consent to you and your friends. Now, you and your friends might be 10, right? She gives the consent for you guys to take turns in having coitus with them. And then, say now, we associate this story of the tournament, or running a train, right? We associate this particular story to the story of the girl that's known as a harlot in the street. She's known as a harlot in your street. So say now this girl, right, is giving consent to Tuesday and his friends, right? And then Tuesday and his friends, they are all in a queue and they're all waiting their turn. So number one comes, number two comes, number three comes, number four comes, number five comes, number six comes. And then when it's about to be number seven is maybe that guy now. Let's call him Blue. That guy that she doesn't like at all in any way. Then she decides, I don't want to do this anymore. No, not you. So that's like a form of rejection, like Bruce ego, what. And that is why, these house parties that I think we had dangerous house parties, guys. That's why these house parties always end up with the police, because now this guy has watched everybody had their turn and now it's his turn and the person doesn't want anymore. And so he decides that he's just going to take it, right? And then this person that it's been taken from is now at that point violated because she did not give consent to this particular person. She gave consent to whoever she gave consent to first, and then she did not give consent to this particular person. And that is why the rape cases come about. Now, you don't understand why a young woman is doing this. You don't understand why young men are taking turns with one woman. You don't understand that, right? And that's how this person has slept with all of these six boys and she has no idea who got her pregnant. Like, literally, she's literally playing a guessing game because she cannot for the life of her guess who the father of this child could possibly be. So we are just waiting to see what the child looks like. And that's why there are so many, like, weird teenage pregnancies and Tama, they don't have a father. And later on, they want to look at the child and say, this child definitely looks like Friday. And then it just so happens that when we go for a DNA test, Kanti, it is Saturday's child. So that type of rejection is now the one that bruises the ego because it's completely something else. All right. So how can we identify if we are in delusionships or not? This is the part that you guys have been waiting for, because I think I've elaborated enough on it, on how you are in a delusionship, you winner, because we are creating relationships that are non-existent, to be honest. If the person doesn't call you, if the person doesn't give you attention, if the person is not doing relationship things with you, could it be that you are actually not in a relationship and you are delusional about the relationship that you are in? Because a person that is in a relationship displays certain characters. But nowadays, people, right, have a tendency of wanting the perks of a relationship without the responsibility and the commitment of a relationship. So they do everything that is relationship worthy, but they don't want a title with it. The minute you give them a title is the minute they walk away, because apparently they are so afraid of titles. And it could have been brought up from past relationships. And I know that you don't have to pay for past relationships because you were not a part of it. But what happens is that many of us are more traumatized than we actually imagine. Many of us are more bruised by past relationships than we think we are. And in this is when we realize that we are reliving traumatic experiences. So now, if you have been sidelined, if you have been rejected, if you have been, put on the other side of things, when it comes to relationships, when you step into a different relationship, you basically just go with all the insecurities that came from the previous relationship. You don't heal. You don't do nothing. You just go inside there and then you put up rules. Yeah, me, I don't like people with passwords on their phone. It's not that you don't like people with passwords on their phone. It's just that you are insecure about having passwords on the phone because it's a trigger, because Usamantha had passwords on the phone and Kanti, she was doing all kinds of dirty things with that password. You know, she was hiding dirty things. And now you are just trying to be vigilant and trying to be cautious, but it's not because you actually hate passwords. We are living in delusionships. We are having delusionships with people that display kindness and we take it for romantic gestures. somebody is chivalrous to you and you are like, oh, he was such a perfect gentleman. He's such a nice guy. Oh my God. I'm going to marry him. Yeah. Once I did. This person is not even thinking about you. The person is thinking about their board meeting. They don't even remember your name. You're like, it's Sarah, right? Like, you're like, no. It's, oh, the Hongo Mundo Gumba. You're like, yeah, Sarah, Udeo. Two different, like very, very different names. And you were not significant. So number one, it's a one-sided conversation. Like, let's start with the conversations that we are having with people. You are the one driving the discussion forward, always making the first move and keeping things lively. You don't feel heard or valued in this discussion. So how familiar does that sound? Where you are the one that has to lead the conversation. You are the one that has to bring up the discussions. You are the one that has to instigate conversations like, oh, good morning. Eh? If you don't say good morning to that person, 2 days can pass. That person didn't call you. That person didn't even notice that they didn't speak to you. How sure are you? It's not a delusionship, this one. Okay. It makes no difference what you think. No effort is made to reciprocate what you are giving out. There wouldn't be a dialogue if you weren't involved. If you weren't involved, this person would not be talking to you. If you were not instigating the conversation, this person wouldn't be talking to you. That's why some people keep quiet, right? After they say good morning every single day for like a month and good night every single day for like a month, they keep quiet. And that's why you're like, yeah, most of my things just end at the talking phase. Because you are not in a relationship. You're not showing relationship things. How do you let somebody that you are apparently, interested in, go for a month without talking to you? Then you call back after a month. Like, that is gaslighting now. Eh? Gaslighting and manipulation, that one. You come back after a month and then you say things like, yeah, you just stopped talking to me. I'm like, whoa. In what universe did I stop talking to you with the last text? Ne? And me, I like to keep receipts. I'm such a violent person. Me, I'm such a violent person. I like to keep receipts. I like to keep receipts, ne? Because I've learned that people don't remember what they did. People don't remember what they said. People don't remember how they offended you. They just remember the things that you have done, but they don't remember the things that they have done. So that's why I keep receipts. So you are going to come back after a month and be like, yeah, Elizabeth, you just went quiet on me. You don't talk to me. You don't like, there's just no communication from your side. Me, I'm the type of person that will screenshot, ne? I will screenshot the call log. And then I'll circle it. Because now WhatsApp is like a bulletin board. It's like a board. Eh? WhatsApp is like a board. So I will screenshot it and then I will circle there the outgoing call, the day and the time and how many minutes we spoke and who made that call. That would show you that this was the last call that was made and it was made from me. Then I'll go to messages. Then I'll screenshot and circle there, kucha. This is the last text I sent you. Now, the last text I could have sent you could have been a conversation starter. It could have been good morning, and you can take it from there. You understand? But then you didn't reply, so I'll circle that. Then I go to WhatsApp, right? Because, well, you know. Then I go to WhatsApp. When I go to WhatsApp, I will also show the call log, video call, audio call. Then I'll show you the conversations with, and I'll mark it in red. I'll mark it in red. It will look like a teacher's playground. I'll mark it in red. And I will say that there is nothing in this universe that you can most probably tell me to make me believe that the reason you have not spoken to me is because I didn't speak to you. And that is when I exit. Sharp. Yeah? That's when I walk away. Like, after that, I block you on all social media platforms. After that, I block you. Now you have to call me with unknown numbers and I block them. Then it becomes a game now. And then after that, I just break you. Like, Antunya Nyawurara, like, witch. I just break you completely. Mm-hmm. I tell you we are together, but we're not really together. So when you start talking to me, I say, hmm. Yeah. I say, oh, okay. Good morning. I say, hi. How did you sleep? Good. Small. Eh? Oh, so what are your plans for today? Then I go quiet for 10 hours. Then I come back and respond like nothing happened. I don't even apologize for the time gap, right? Because this is how vindictive we could be. Like, guys, some of us, ne? We're not the ones. I'm not the girl. I'm not the girl. I'm not the girl. I'm not the girl for that. That is why even Habibi came correct from the beginning, guys. Correct, correct. There's no games. There's no mind. What? There was just other problems. That's not game things. Mm-hmm. So after 10 hours, I come and reply to your, what are your plans for the day? I'll come and reply to that one after 10 hours. Meaning after 10 hours, the day is over, Moss. I will come and reply to it and say nothing much. So basically, I've been busy the entire day. I left you on red. And then I come back and I don't explain my day to start a conversation with you. I just say nothing much. And then you respond. And then when you respond like, yeah, but I've been waiting for you to reply the whole day and what. Then I open the message and I leave it. And it's nice to chat on WhatsApp. I don't know you people that want to be secretive, ne? Where you guys don't want to show people that you have read the message, right? I don't know what kind of people you guys are. I don't know you people that have disappearing messages. I don't know what kind of people you guys are. Like, how dishonest are you? How dishonest are you to be viewing people's status, but people must not see that you view their status? Like, how, like, who are you? Like, what is eating you in your life? So you want to be this mysterious somebody that goes through people's things and ignores people intentionally under the notion of I didn't see it because you have gray ticks and not blue ticks. I'll leave you on blue ticks. I'll leave you red. Whether you're a relative or not. If I forgot, I forgot. If I didn't want, I'll tell you that I'll speak to you another time. So now you come with your Bible page like, yeah, things have not been the same ever since, what. And then I leave it there. Chilling. Blue tick and all. I go for another 3 hours. And then I come back. You wrote the Bible page. Me, I come back. And I say, it's not like that. Like, short. Short and simple, straight. It's not like that. Then you're like, yeah, but what is it like then? Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Like, what do you mean, don't worry about it? I thought that we are going to try and work on it. I thought we were going to try and talk. I thought we were going to try and, you know, rekindle where we left off a month ago. And I'll be like, yeah. Like, literally, just yeah, 4 letters. Yeah. I don't use emojis. I don't use any of those things. Just straight. Now, there is where you start going crazy. Where you don't know where you stand. But it's just because we create monsters out of each other. So, the moral of the story is, don't create monsters out of each other. So, we are looking at delusionships simply because, right? I think that many of us are in delusionships. And tomorrow we're going to be going live on Facebook from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And we are going to continue with our conversation around delusionships, where we are going to talk about it. We're going to continue with a subsection 2, 3, 4, and 5. So today we have covered the identity of what a delusional relationship is and what it's not. And then we have also covered the step 1 of understanding or knowing whether or not you are in a delusionship or you are not in a delusionship. You are the one driving the discussion forward. If you are not talking, nobody is talking, you are in a delusionship. You are in a delusionship. Let the people Kampala. Life is too short. Life is too short to be chilling with people that can't show if they want you in their lives or they don't want you in their lives. Life is way too short for that. At least have some certainty somewhere. And we are already not certain about tomorrow. Now we also have to be uncertain about humans. I know. Let's just, I know. Like, may I know my place, please? May I know where I stand? May I be important? If I'm not important, please sit down so I can see the person behind you. Like, what is this that you guys are doing? Playing games? Go play games far. This is not kindergarten. All right, my darlings. So tonight we are saying bye-bye and we are saying farewelly. And this farewelly is also going to be... farewell, but not forever. Farewell until tomorrow.